He's been too good to us for us to keep our mouths shut. Closed mouth won't get fed, so we got to praise God even in the midst of our trials, in the midst of what we're going through, because God knows our ending. He called the ending before at the beginning. He really did. So God is just an awesome God on this morning. I'm just excited about what God has been doing in my life, and He spoke to me this morning. I mean, God, it was just so real. And I mean, God is just awesome. You know, when you think that He don't hear you, you've been talking to Him. Somebody told me, I talked to Him, but He won't say nothing back. But you got to know His voice. My sheep know my voice. You got to know who's talking to you. It ain't my conscience. It ain't none of me. It's God. When God bring your word to encourage you, and you know what you're going through, I can encourage myself sometimes. But sometimes myself just ain't good enough. It ain't. Myself just ain't good enough. I need God to encourage me sometimes. I need God to speak to my very being where I am and what I'm going through. So I just thank Him on this morning. I love Him on this morning. I'm going to be ministering to you just for a moment out of the book of John, chapter 6. I'm going to start at the 22nd verse. God is just an awesome God. I thank Him this morning too. You know, my granddaughters come over. I'm going to tell on my wife this morning. I'm always telling her. So she got to get the mic too and be able to minister so she can tell on me. But every time my granddaughters come over, I get kicked out of my room. Do you mind sleeping with Kobe tonight? I said, no, I don't mind. So I'm in there, me, Kobe, and Javion. And I heard him breathing kind of funny. Normally, when stuff like that happened, we run to get Tawana. Hey, what are we supposed to do? See the doctor of the house. I was so tired. I heard him. And I thought what to say. And then my lips did what Hannah did. They just moved. And do you know that his breathing just automatically just, because he was struggling to breathe. You know, he was, I rolled over, looked at his stomach, and that's a shame, man. Somebody that bad and you that tired. But Lord knew. So I just thought what to say, and my lips just started to move. I didn't hear me utter no words. But then, I mean, immediately, he just started to, like he's supposed to. I said, Lord, you just so good. You just so good. You good. He's awesome. He's awesome. God knows how to do anything. You know, we used to always say, God's something else, but I didn't change that thing. God is everything else. He ain't just something else. He's everything that we need. And when he said he's my all, he's our all and our all, he meant just that. God is our all and our all. So I thank him from just hearing my thoughts, for knowing my thoughts. I didn't want to get up too early. I got up early and tried to get me a little something for the saints. God knows my heart. I want to please him. I want to please God so I can be pleasing in his sight to do the will of God concerning his people. It's not about me anymore. It used to be about what I can get, you know, from the Lord. You know, what does he have for me? Well, I got something for you, Brother Allen. I got something for you, saints. What I have for you, I'm going to give to you so you can give to somebody else. You know, just like he said to in here in this sixth chapter, when he had just did a number of miracles on the people, and the multitude follow him because they saw his miracles, the Bible says. Jesus looked and saw that they'd been so long with him, and he knew that they needed something to eat. Folk was famished and they were hungry, but they found this little guy. He had a few things, and Jesus, he said he already knew what he was going to do, you know, so he blessed the food But the Bible says that he gave to his disciples, and the disciples distributed unto them. So whatever God give us, it ain't always for you. He wants you to distribute it amongst the people. The people need help. So I'm asking God, Lord, you help me. You feed me so I can feed your people. Give me what they need. And so this morning, he told me, give them the true bread of life. Sometimes that we can get things in this lifetime down here, and it's, they have lifetime warranty and lifetime supply, but it's always say a limited lifetime. That means it ain't forever. You got some time, and when that time run out, you get nothing else. But he said, this bread, this true bread, is an unlimited supply. It don't run out. So if this bread don't run out, how could you be without? If this bread is always there, like the shoe bread, how can you be without? We only without because we don't know no better. We don't believe him. We don't wait for him. We in the hurry. It's not him, it's us, because the bread is still here. The Bible says that, you know, he came down. The word was made flesh. This now we got a written word. And so we have everything that we need, but it just, when we take the steps, do what it take to get what we're supposed to get from this word. And he said, you know, don't labor for the meat that perish. And I'm afraid that we've been laboring for meat that's been perishing. And so I thank the Lord for this word this morning. I pray this morning that I will say something that will encourage you, encourage myself, because I heard Jackie say this morning, Lord, I thank you for just being so faithful, even when I don't pray, even when I don't seek you. And I was back to saying, amen, Lord. You know, you put yourself on a dedication. I'm going to do this, God, and I'm going to do that. And you find yourself falling short. We supposed to go on this fast. Did good with the sugar and all that. But I was out here working. I got so hungry. And my wife was on the phone blaming this on her, too. And so I left her. I said, well, I'm going to go up the street, get me a bite to eat, and let this glue dry. I get up to Jack in the Box. Got me two monster tacos. Something, give me two monster tacos, girl. Oh, okay. And I'm sitting there eating them tacos, talking to her on the phone. Then just a few days later, I'm like, wait a minute. I ain't supposed to have no red meat. I said, Lord, forgive me. I went home. I said, yeah, why you let me do that? You sit there on the phone and talk to me while I'm eating these monster tacos. You didn't say nothing. I could have got some chicken or something across the street. But God is just so good. He's just that good. Even in your failures, God is still faithful. So I thank him on this morning. Let's get to the word. Father, I thank you this morning for being so kind, for being so faithful, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for entrusting me, God, with your word, God, to stand before your sheep, God, instead of our pastor. Lord, I do thank you, Lord, and I praise you for it, God. I lift you up, God. I give you the glory for it, God. And Father, I ask, Father God, that you would just use me just for a moment, Lord, to encourage your people, Lord. I ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And we know how it says that he did a whole lot of miracles on the people before he fed them, and the people followed him. And verse 22 says, the day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save the one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread. After that, the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, They also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, whence comest thou hither? When did you get over here? What they saying? When did you come? We saw that your disciples left and you didn't get in that boat. Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endured unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? After they seen all these miracles that God did on them, and not just the miracles they did on them, how he changed, he got all of this food from a little bit, fed over 5,000 people, and they're asking him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he had sent. That's all he's saying. All we got to do is just believe on who he sent. Believe on Jesus. Believe on my son. They said therefore unto him, What signs showest thou then that we may see and believe? What doest thy work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which come down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. This is what I want to minister on this morning, is this true bread. Now, we ask God to evermore give us this bread. This bread. This is the true bread. Some believe that the manna came from the first heavens, which is the sky above us. We know that's the first heaven, and the space is the second heaven, and where God is the third heaven. Whether it came from the first, second, or the third heaven, we know that all good things come from God, the Father of lights. So Jesus said, Moses didn't give you this bread. In fact, Moses didn't even ask for the bread. He didn't ask God. He didn't say, well, God, these folk are murmuring and complaining. You going to get them something to eat? God just heard them murmuring and complaining. After all that he showed them and did them, he said, Moses, I'm going to get him some bread. And so this bread, Jesus told him, but look, this bread came from the first heaven, I believe myself also. Not that the third heaven didn't cause it. The third heavens, where God and Jesus is, it causes everything to happen. This up under this first, this second heaven, we got the moon, the stars, the sun, we got the solar system, we got all of that. The first heaven, we got the rain, the clouds, we have all of those things. So whether it came from the first, second, or the third, Jesus trying to tell Moses didn't give it to you. My Father gave you this manna from heaven. But this manna also that my Father gave you, your fathers, they ate it and they died. So it sustained the body for a while. They ate it 40 years, the Bible says. They ate this manna 40 years until they got to the borders of Canaan. So these folk were eating this stuff, being unsatisfied, unthankful. Jesus said, this is the bread that my Father gave you, and it was good nourishing to your bodies. It was good for you then. But there's another kind of bread that my Father sent into you that you don't accept. It's me. You know, the word came, the word was made flesh. It's me that that you're really looking for. The manna represented Jesus. It was white, meaning it was pure. He was pure. He's trying to tell them, look, it was God. It ain't none of Moses. Everything that God does for us, he's trying to tell us, it's me and not them. It's me and it's not the bishop. It's me, it's not your daddy. It's me, it's God. That's why we give God praise. You know, and that's why we have to, it's so humbling to see a person when God uses them in such a way or in any way. And a person, the other person on the receiving end, they give God the glory and praise, and that person that was the giver is so humble enough to know that it was God and not me. Isn't that awesome? Wouldn't that be great when we get to that point to where when we God uses us and we say, well, no, we give God the glory. We lift up God like this one brother that blessed me and my family so with this $500. That was the first thing come out of my mouth. This didn't come from you. This came from God, and he agreed with me. So we just got to agree with the word of God. Like Pastor said this morning, all we got to do is do what he say do. This is the work that you must work, that you got to believe on who he has sent. Now, they knew that somebody was coming, but they just didn't believe that it was Jesus, this Christ, because he spoke to them so profoundly and so boldly that he knew who he was and whose he was and where he came from. Some of us don't speak like that. Some of us don't speak like that. We know who we belong to. Well, maybe God, he might, I don't know. God gonna do this thing. Regardless, I don't care. If we ask God and believe God, God gonna do it. It may not be in my time. It's gonna always be in God's time. So Jesus said, Moses didn't give you this. My father gave you this. This is how people are gonna do. They just wanna hang out with you when they find out that you can give them something. You know, these folk following Jesus, Jesus said, y'all ain't following me because of what you saw me do. Some did, but you all just went on, got on these boats and followed me across the sea over there. Y'all ain't following me because of what y'all saw. Y'all follow me because y'all think I'm going to give you some more food. You know, I'm going to give you a Cadillac. I'm going to give you a new house. Y'all looking for monetary things. Y'all ain't looking for what I just said. Believe on who he has sent. You know, so people hang around you, you know, just thinking they're going to collect something from you, get something from you. But we are not to put our trust in flesh. We are not to put our trust in what man can do for us. Man's supplies is going to run out. Man only got a limited supply of things. He only got a limit. If you got $1 billion, that's still a limited. That $1 billion can run out. If you got $1 trillion, that $1 trillion can run out. But with God, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. See, Moses didn't even ask for this bread, but God sent down this manna for him anyway. And this manna was the symbolical thing of Jesus. It was really a shadow of things to come. God trying to show them, look, I'm sending you down this. They say they ate angels' food. It was round and it was white, pure. Jesus was pure. It was round. That means that the Bible says that it was everlasting. It didn't run out. It didn't have a point A to point B, and that's it. The word of God is everlasting. It don't run out. The word of God will supply every need according to God's riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, when they were in the wilderness, they were there for 40 years. And this manna would break down and mold because God told Moses to say, look, tell them to collect as much as they need. Give them get what you want, but don't hold none over for tomorrow. Because if you do, it's going to mold and mildew. So the folk, what they do? What we do? Well, I'm going to go and gather up all I can anyway, because I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So they did it, and when they did it, they had stuff laying around that was, it was stinking, and the Bible said it had worms, it had mold all in it. See, that's what this world does. We labor for things and don't obey God for things that don't even matter. You know, it matters. It has some kind of substance for us, but it's not everlasting. The word of God is everlasting. The Bible says, God told Isaac, he said, look, don't go down to Egypt. Don't go to Egypt. You know how people get? They get to a place where times are hard and rough, so they want to pick up and move. Maybe it's better down here. I can get some help. A lot of folk moving to Texas and this, that, and this. But if God told you to go, then you go. But if God ain't tell you to go, then you stay. Some folk want to run from their problems, and your problem is going to run right with you. When you pack up, you're packing up all your problems. If God ain't tell you to move, you're taking your problems, your worries, and all that stuff with you. But if you get down on your knees and begin to talk to God and ask God about this thing, God will tell you what to do. He told Isaac, he said, look, don't go down there. You stay right here and watch and see what I do for you. This is what you do. He said, you stay right here in this land and watch and see don't I prosper you. You got to do what God tell you to do. The prophet Elijah, he spoke a word to the king. He said, look, at my word, there will be no rain nor dew, but according by my word. That's why we got to watch and watch what we say. At my word, he said, there ain't going to be no rain. It ain't going to be no dew except I say so. Now, we got to realize that we can say some things. We can say, we can speak, because Jesus said you can have what you say. The power of life and death lies in the tongue. So it don't read that Elijah spoke to God and God said, tell him that it ain't going to rain. He said, at my word. So we got a word inside of us that we can speak. We got to watch what we say, what I'm trying to tell you. If we ain't going to speak blessings, we got to be quiet. We got to watch what we say, because the word will manifest and come, whether it's a good word or a bad word. So he said, look, at my word, it won't be no rain, no dew. And he had to go through that same old thing. He had to go through it. It was a famine for 3 years. And this prophet had to go through just as well as they had to go through. And so he said, look, get down to the brook, Elijah. I have commanded ravens to bring you flesh and bread. God, it don't make no difference how rough it gets out here. God don't command. He done commanded somebody to take care of you. He said, after the brook done dried up, you get to Zarephath. Sometimes we got to get to a place where somebody else is going to be willing to do the will of God. He said, I've commanded a widow woman to sustain you. When he get there, he see this widow woman dressing, looking for two sticks. He say, look, give me something to drink. Get him something to drink. Give me something to eat. Well, I ain't got nothing for you. All I got is this little bit of meal and a little bit of oil, and I'm going to go and dress it for me and my son. We're going to eat and die. That's what some people do today. Lord ain't going to come. I'm giving up. All what my little bit I got, I'm going to use it for myself. It's just for me and my house, me and my children. Somebody come knocking on your door, say, I need this. Well, I ain't got enough for you. You know? No, you don't got enough. God got it. God got a never-ending supply of what we need. All you got to do is be willing to obey God. The Bible says that this woman, the man of God said, look, you give to me first, and then that oil and that meal won't ever fail. So if you got some stuff that's going on in your life that you holding on to, give it up. Give it up. Because what you want and what that little bit that you're trying to hold on to, it won't ever fail. It'll just keep on coming, and it keep on coming until the rain comes. He said, look, your the oil and the meal, it won't fail until the rain comes. We know that the rain is coming. We know God is going to send down fire and brimstone. But as long as we do what the Lord say do, as long as we obey God, then our oil and our meal ain't going to fail. We're going to always have what we need. It's going to always be there. You can't see it. You can't understand it, but it's going to be there. It's going to always be there because God promised. You give to him first, he going to take care of you. Give me the tenth. Give me a tenth and watch and see, don't I open up the windows of heaven, pour down a blessing that you can't receive. God going to do it. God is not a liar. He's the supplier. Let me give you a testimony of what God can do for you. I don't know if this was said to me, but one thing I do understand and know that I asked God, can I tell it? I asked God for a tractor. And the person that was selling the tractor said, no, I can't let it go for that. I said, well, I'll be willing to give you this, you know, give him a price for it. No, I can't. I'm going to get what I want to get out of it. Put too much money and blah, 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 blah. And so this was a while back. And so I said, well, Lord, how be so ever. If that tract is for me, it's going to be for me. But if it ain't, then, Lord, I know you ain't going to work my fingers to the bone. I know you ain't going to have me out here laboring. You see what I need. I wasn't asking for no tractor for me. What I'm going to do with a tractor? I ain't got no form. You know, I was asking for the church. I said, Lord, let me get this tractor. I can use this tract around here. Let me get it. And so, person goes, I thought maybe the tractor was gone. Well, the other day, Ron and myself, we stand on the back of my truck in front of this dumpster, and we was talking to Dad. And I was listening to him, but I was looking in the back, you know, just thinking of what to do around here. And what can I use? And bring this before the board and bring that before the board about cleaning up this place. I want the place to look like a church. I know we want the inside great too, but I want the outside looking like a church too. I want it looking nice. And so I was just looking back there and the person said, well, you know, I'm going to get this. I'm going to go and get that tractor and I'm going to clean up and move all of this stuff. I'm going to move all of it around, get rid of all of it. And so I'm catching on, so I'm nudging Ron. I said, man, did you catch that? Did you catch that? He said, you know that tractor used to ride around here on? Yeah, I got it up there at so-and-so's born and this, that, and the other. It's up there right now. And I'm thinking, Lord, I could have just cried. And I said, Lord, you are just so good, so good, so good. And so, but the next few days, he came and said, you know what? I got a phone call. Somebody been calling us about that track and say he on his way tomorrow to pick up the track. Way from the noise. My eyebrows just went up. I said, Lord, it was said that you said that he said he was going to give that tractor to me. I said, Lord, I still believe whether it's that one or another, you're going to supply our needs. It don't make no difference where it comes from. It don't make no difference. It don't make no difference. But I know that you ain't going to work our fingers to the bone around here. I know that. And so I said, oh, man. That's why I said, oh. So I get home. I say, hey, look, Tuan, I need you to touch and agree with me on something. And we touched and agreed. And I called pastor. I said, well, that tractor is yours. Yeah. So the other day, I got out here helping moving some boxes. I wasn't going to come, but I say this too, pastor. I said, boy, Tuan, I don't feel like I'm so tired. I don't know if I can go out there. But I told somebody at work, if she called me and say, I need you, I'll be there. I get a text. I need you. Need you to come out here. I said, Lord, I'll be there if it's your will. So I get out here, and it was all God's plan, so he can show me something. So I got the box, and I'm moving them in the church, me and Derek. And get out there. Moving. I look through the window. I said, good God Almighty. They set the tractor out there. I said, won't he do it? God is just an awesome God. He said, look, I'm telling you, That, you know, and then this morning I've been looking for mint cover. We bought some deodorant last week. We couldn't find it. I'm looking for it. Look, can't find it. I misplaced my glasses about a month ago. And so that's why I got it. I'm like, Lord, I ain't worried about none of this stuff. None of this stuff stopped me from doing nothing. I ain't lose no sleep. I ain't stopped work. I ain't done nothing. I'm just, Lord, however you want to do it. Whatever you say do, that's what I'm going to do, Lord. And so this morning, walk right in another room. They set the deodorant on the table. I'm like, well, did somebody, what? Many times I done been here in a week. Then I knelt down and looked in the cabinet inside my razor bag was my glasses. I said, Lord Jesus. He said, you know what? The best is yet to come. This is only a shadow of what I'm trying to do for you. This is only a shadow of what's going to happen to you, Brother Al. So I'm telling you, this is only a shadow of what God is doing. This little bitty stuff, the house that he gave you, the car that he gave you, it's only a shadow of things to come. That's what he said. It's only a shadow. It can't compare to what I got planned for you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered to any man's heart what God has prepared for us. Can't nobody on this earth tell us what God got planned for us. It's better and greater than anything that man can tell us. And so, look, God showed me that, and I just dropped to my knees and said, Lord, I do believe you. It is a shadow of things to come. What you have for me, God, I shall come into it. What my children, God, they shall be saved, God. Lord, I will be filled and set on fire because it's a shadow of things to come. I just begin to prophesy and claim things on my life. So you got to begin to believe God and prophesy over your life. I don't care what situation that you're in. I don't understand. I just don't understand this God. One thing I do know, that he loves us so. He shows us every day new mercies every morning. I mean, look, God, he did a number on my knee. I don't know what I keep doing to my knee. I've been wearing my knee brace too. You know, I wear it to try to stabilize it. But God healed my knee. The pain is gone. The swelling is gone down. I just said, Lord, you bless us with so many things. He do bless us with things. I said, but God, you know what I'm waiting for. You know what I'm looking for. It ain't the things. I don't have a doubt about the things. You know, he said he going to supply my need. I don't need $1 million. You know, what good is $1 million? Huh? God can do better. I don't need the money if he's going to supply the needs. You know? But he said, Al, it's just the beginning. Saints, it's just the beginning. This thing is just a shadow of what we're going through. It cannot compare to the eternal weight that we have in glory. Jesus said, I am the true bread. My father gave your father's manna. They did eat and die. But if you eat of this bread, you shall live forever. This is what God is trying to get us to understand. Don't worry about the things down here. Don't worry about the stuff down here. It's just stuff. This stuff is going to melt away just like that manna. When that heat hit it, it's just going to melt away just like that manna did. We ain't going to need that stuff. We're just using that stuff. They just used that manna until they got to the promised land. We're just using this stuff until we get to where God is, till we get to heaven. God going to supply every need if you can believe God. If you can stretch out on faith and believe God for whatever you need, it's there already. It's there already. It's there for the taking. So Jesus said, I am the true bread. If you eat of this bread, you shall not die, but you shall live forever. That's what he's trying. I'm trying to get you to live not just for 40 years in the wilderness. I'm trying to get you to live forever. Eat of this bread and watch and see, don't you live forever. Eat of this bread and drink of my blood. You're going to live forever. And this bread, it just ain't good for the body. This bread is good for the body, the soul, the spirit, the supernatural, and the natural. This bread covers it all. This bread got you covered. All you got to do is eat this bread. Break the bread, this bread. Break this bread and eat this bread and watch and see don't God come through. God is not a man that he shall lie, neither a son of one that he's got to repent. If God said this, then we just got to believe what God is telling us. We got to believe. We don't need no signs. We done had plenty of signs. God has showed us and showed us. Ain't no need of us following tomorrow. Okay, Lord, if you do this. No, Lord, you going to do that. Oh, he telling me, if you do this, not if you do this, Lord, then I know. That's where I catch myself. Lord, if you did this, then I know. No, I done told you, Brother Al. I done told you, Gwen. I done told y'all. Pastor, I done told you, if you do this, this is what you got to do. This is the work that you got to do. Believe on who I sent. Believe on my son. Believe on Jesus. This is the one. That's all you got to do. And everything else, I was ministering to my brother's girlfriend up at the hospital. He laying there sick, and they said, well, you got to go up there and see him. They talking about putting him in hospice. I just began to pray at work, and I said, well, I'm going to go up there, Lord, if it's your will. You want me to go, I go up there. And I know when people are sick, they be like, well, you ain't got to ask. So I said, Lord, I'm asking. You said, inquire about everything. Do you want me to go? It could be something going on the highway or something. You know, but I went and God gave me leeway to go. So I get up there, and he up there in the bed, and he saw me come in. He said, and I just walked up to him, rubbed his hair. I said, I love you. I said, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? He was wounded for our transgression. Those are the scriptures I gave him, bruised for our nigger. I said, I'm still saying the same thing. I believe God will heal you, Ronnie. I believe God. Do not just pray for him. Ask God to restore his organs and everything. And then his girlfriend called me outside, Freddie, I need to see. She's over there crying and carrying on. I just need a job. And, you know, this will, you know, to pay my bills. And she on dope too, by the way. But I just listened to her. And, you know, saints, it was told to us. I think Brother David was saying, the tongue come with the shoe. I think we were talking about speaking in tongues and all that. I said, look, the tongue come with the shoe, don't it? I said, look at your shoe. I said, stop seeking those things. As you get, I didn't tell her that, but a person in that state, they get more money. They're going to do more dope. They're going to do more alcohol. They're going to do more sinning. They ain't going to pay no bills. I say, seek God first. If the tongue come with the shoe, all the blessings come with God. All you got to do is get a hold of Jesus. That's all you got to do. All we got to do is just get a hold of this man named Jesus. And everything that we need, it shall be ours. I said, don't seek after that stuff. It's not that God ain't concerned about that. He is concerned about, but God is concerned about your soul. God is concerned about you getting hold of him. And all that other stuff he said shall be added unto you. This is the stuff that the Gentiles seek after for no good reason. The more I got, the more I'm going to store up. Just like the man in the Bible, they said this man had so much, he tore down his bones and he built more so he can put more stuff in there. The more he got, he just kept storing up. But the Bible said, God said, thou foolish man, today shall be required of your soul. What good is all of that stuff that you got laid up? And you going to hell, what good is it? You know, a man can profit the whole world. Lose his own soul, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. So I'm telling you, all we got to do is believe God. Get to the true bread. This is the true bread. Now, this true bread, it didn't come from the first heaven. It didn't come from the second. It came from the third heaven. That's what Jesus was trying to tell them. That manna came from the first heaven. It came out just like the rain. It come out of the first heaven. Not that the third heaven doesn't cause it, but the true bread, this bread, came directly from the third heaven, from God himself. So if you eat of this bread, you can eat it 40 years, 50 years, but you won't ever die. It won't decay. It won't stink. It won't mold. It stands forever. It'll always be there when you need it. This, the bread, is the only bread that I know of that's been around over 2,000 years and it still ain't stinking. This bread is the only bread that's been around here 2,000 years and you still can stand on it and they still trying to get rid of it. This is the true bread. You know something when it's true or when it's fake. When they trying to get rid of it, then they won't. They know it's the real deal. You know? So you can't copy this thing. It's got to be the real thing. You know, they can probably try to duplicate it and make it seem like it's, you know, it's something that other doctors. But this is the bread that God is talking about. This is the true bread. Saints of God, the best is yet to come. If we can just wait on God, if we can just believe God, I don't care what you go through. I don't care what, like Pastor said this morning, how the situation is. The situation don't mean nothing to God. Circumstances don't mean nothing to God. You know, sometimes God allow us to be in some things just to see how we going to fare. How you going to act? How you going to do? Let me see what Brother Al going to do in this adversity. Let me see what Gwen going. Let me see what Dee Dee going to do in all this confusion. Let me see what how Pastor, she preach it all the time. Let me see what she going to do. God sometimes want to see what you going to do in all of this mess. You know, it ain't that you done nothing wrong. Or even if you done something wrong, I'm going to see how he act after he done wrong. But yeah, he on his knees repenting. That's what you got to do. That's what you better do. This is the true bread that God is talking about. Eat and live forever. I ain't talking about down here. Ain't nothing down here that you want to stay forever, is it? You know, ain't nothing down here forever. Jesus said, I have to go. I got to go prepare a place for you. Houses, gold streets. I got to go up there and get this stuff ready for y'all because I know I'm coming. Get you one day. I got to get this work done. He about his father's business. Are we about our father's business? Are we concerned about this meat that's going to perish? Concerned about filling up the freezer, dusting off the cars, and yeah, I can see myself in there now. It's clean. That stuff going to be gone in a blink of an eye. It don't mean nothing. God gave us that stuff to use it. It's just a stepping stone to get you from point A to point B. That's all. And we're trying to get to wherever he is with his C, D, E, F, G. We're just trying to get to where Jesus is. I'm trying to make it to heaven. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm doing all that he tell me to do. I'm leaning on him. He's my leaning pole. You know, he my crutch. He my cane. That's my leaning pole, Didi. You know, he is. So eat the bread and live forever. This is an unlimited supply of bread. It's never failing. It won't fail you. I say I'll guarantee it because he ain't failed me yet. In all of my troubles and my uprising, my down setting, he ain't never left me. He's a faithful God. He's a good God. Come on, give God some praise this morning. Give him some glory this morning. This is the bread that he's talking about. The true bread. Saints of God, let us ever, ever, ever more than before get in the word and know what this word is saying to us. We got to know. I know it's a struggle. It's hard. I'm like, Houston, I'm like, good Lord, are you mad at me, Lord? I repent over that. Lord, I ain't. Yes, I repent over everything, Gwen. You know, Lord, you forgive me. You know, I want to. But he said, don't worry about it. The best is yet to come. It's just a shadow of what you're feeling that you want to do. You're going to be doing it. It's going to be so smooth and so easy, Brother Al. You ain't going to have no problem. It's going to be so smooth and so easy, saints. You ain't going to have no problem with it. It's just going to come. It's going to be second nature to you. You don't walk in the house. No, I wait to eat. I got to go see Jesus. You know, I heard about somebody in some trouble. You know, I hear about so much trouble. I said, Lord, how could I go and feed this belly? Riding up Lindbergh yesterday. Left the job early so I can go to IHOP and get me something to eat. I'm gone in the van. Get up the hill. Had to get over real fast and saw this lady standing up there just her blinkers on. I said, Lord, here I am finna go and feed my belly. Let me go back around and see what this lady need. Nobody stopping. So I swing around. I said, ma'am, you need some. Yes, she's a Mexican lady. said, yes, I do. My car won't start. So I said, let me go around and put my lights on. And by the time I get back around behind her, I think her son and her daughter came. And so I said, Lord, I don't see nobody out here. Help. I can't push this thing by myself. You know, and I said, you look big and strong. You can push, can't you? I said, yeah. So we got on out the street, and she was so happy. Folk just riding by. Just riding by. You know, it's so much to do out here. And I repented, you know. Lord, I want to do better. I got to do better. I'm reading this book the pastor gave me. I've been reading it. But I ain't get but one thing out of all them chapters. This man said, if you ain't working for God, how you need power? And that's stuck in my heart. And I've been saying it to the Christian brothers. If you ain't doing nothing for God, why you need his power? God gonna endure you with power so you can work for him. And I said, Lord, ain't that the truth? So, I mean, that kind of woke me up. Got me out of my sleep, Jackie. You know, kind of got me on my knees some more. You know, kind of got me, well, I got to set this time again, Lord. I got to meet you like you met them in the garden. I got to have a set time in a set place. I just started setting stuff up. You got to start setting some stuff up. And I guarantee you, when you start drawing nigh to God, watch and see, don't he start drawing nigh to you. It ain't no, the only struggle is to do it. It ain't going to be no struggle for him. It ain't never a struggle for God to do nothing. The struggle is ours, but God told me to tell you, the struggle is over. Now, all we got to do is just do it. Just do it. Whatever Jesus tell you to do, y'all, if he tell you to, whatever he tell you to do, just do it. Pour the water in the pots. Do whatever he say, do. Go sit by the brook. The raven's going to come. Go and do whatever God tell you to do. This is the true bread. This bread is everlasting. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God is going to stand and endure forever. So what better place to be standing on is the word of God. Saints of God, I'm done. I pray that I've said something that would encourage you, that something that would inspire you to go a little bit farther. I just thank the Lord for the word this morning. I was really, really glad when God spoke to me this morning. I know I told Pastor that word that he told me. It came from the third heaven. When he told me that this is just a shadow of the things to come. So whatever we going through, what we waiting on, whatever God blessed us with, it's just a shadow. It gets greater because we serve a great God. How could it not get greater? How could it not get greater when we serve an awesome God? We say he's awesome. He's great. It's our season. Yes, it's my season. It's my season. This is my season to do what he say do. That's the season I'm talking about. This my season to obey him. You know? God bless you. Anybody need prayer? I'm done. Anybody need prayer? We can touch and agree on some things. Touch and agree, it works. It works. Touch and agree, it works. If it worked for a tractor, it'll work on you. You ain't being better than no tractor. Nobody need nothing. Nobody. Well, Pastor, you have anything? You want to say something? Nobody need prayer or nothing? Don't nobody need prayer. Everybody doing good. That is good. Long as we don't leave out here the same way we came now. Don't nobody get on the phone and call Pat and say, look now. Wait a minute. Tell Jesus about it. Spend all your time telling him about it. That's what we need to be doing. He wanna hear it. He gonna close everybody else's ears. They don't wanna hear it. You know, but I wanna hear it. I wanna hear it from you. I ain't heard from you. Then you tell somebody else, then they gonna come and tell me, well, where are they at? How come they didn't come? You know, that's why I believe Jesus. Wait a minute. What they tell you, Sister Flippo, and you telling me? What? You go back and tell them, come and tell me. Come and talk to me. That's what I do my kids. What are you telling me for? Where he at? Go tell him to come talk to me. You know? Yeah, well, I mean, we get like that. We get like that. But come tell God about it. That's great when you don't need prayer. That's great. But make sure that we seek God about everything. Don't be anxious for nothing, but in all things, prayer and supplication, making your requests known unto him. Because God cares for you. But sometimes you do got to have somebody. You got to know when, too. You know, you got to know when to touch and agree. That's why when that knee couldn't get right, she didn't have to call for prayer. Pastor, I need prayer. I'll catch you in the back. I need prayer. I'm going to look. This thing ain't getting right. I can't do it. She said, I can't get here. What you say, Al? Okay, Lord. I am here. Okay, then. That's what she said. That's what she was up here saying. Y'all remember? Okay, then. God bless you. Let us stand and dismiss. I ain't going to hold you. I told you I was feeling good. God, we thank you this morning for the true bread. We do, God. That came down from the third and the only heaven there is. We thank you for giving us your son. And we pray, Father God, that you will help us to believe on who you sent. Believe in this word. This is the true word. This is the true bread. Father, we pray, God, today, God, Lord, that you will bless each and every one, God. We pray, God, that you'll meet every need this morning, God. Lord, those, Father God, that didn't come up, God, and verbalize. But God, we ask God that they will seek you, Lord. Seek you and seek you only, Lord. And we pray, God, that you answer them, Lord. Bring back, God, testimonies on next week, God. We pray, God, today, God, that you'll watch over us, Lord. Give us traveling mercies on these roads. Give us strength today, God, to do, God, what we have to do, God, that we may love one another, God, and help one another, God. Father, we ask, God, that you bring us back at the appointed time. In Jesus' name, amen.